oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And a lot of the beams of the neon moon.
Yeah, that reminds me of Mexico too. Y'all miss my voice every night?
Yeah.
Singing you to sleep.
You
that did not
voice,
happen.
Kendall.
Sometimes. Josh told me no. One time when he was learning how to play guitar a few years ago, I was like, maybe you can like learn to guitar and I can sing. And he was like, no. Your voice, no. And I was like, oh, okay.
Oh. You can't sing?
I don't know. I think I can kind of sing, but I don't do it very often because Josh just shamed me. So
it's okay. One time I tried to ask John and he was like, no, sweetheart.
No, sweetheart.
Dude, one time in middle school, I like tried out for a little solo at the beginning.
You tried out for a solo?
I like did a little solo and people were like, oh, you're really good. And I was like, and then like this popular guy was like, you're so good. You should be in this. And I was like, are you making fun of me or not? But anyways, I got the solo part, but I was like, never mind, I can't do it. I'm too scared.
You got it?
Yeah, I got, well, it was like three people. And she was
what
like,
what grade was this?
I want to say sixth or seventh, probably seventh.
That is the same year that I had a solo in the middle school
you
performance.
Had a solo?
I did too. And it's actually, it's really funny.
I want to hear about the solo.
Same type of thing. Tried out like with a bunch of people, but there was like several parts. You know, it was like a line or two, the solo.
Yeah.
The solo.
Yeah. Right. No, it wasn't like a single song.
So it was for the Christmas special, actually.
And you got it?
Yeah, I did. It was a lot of work. I really trained up for that. Actually, I really sucked. And what was funny is I got a big head after this because I was like, wow, I got the solo. And the solo was literally, so it was the night before Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
But like songified.
Okay.
I think. No, it was, what is the one that says a bowl full of jelly in it? Like,
a bowl full of jelly.
Yeah, Santa. That was my fucking solo. Was like a bowl full of jelly.
And it was about Santa's belly, like shaking like jelly.
Like a bowl full of jelly.
That was my only line.
Damn, you were like
practicing
lit.
For weeks with bowl full of jelly.
Oh yeah. And the kid I had a crush on was in the front because he was sick, so he couldn't perform. So I was like, oh, pressure's on. Even though I was already with Narelle, I had a crush on another dude, but that's a whole other story.
Threw off, that's the funniest thing ever.
Yep, but then I got a big head, and my mom thought maybe I had some talent, so she took me to the fucking Colorado Children's Corral.
What's a corral?
Like how, do you know what that is?
Yeah, this place is like...
It's a big deal.
Serious type of thing, yeah.
Serious children's choir.
Fucking told me, I think we've told this story. Or the Golden Corral. Not the Golden Corral.
The Golden Corral. No, I think I just told you and John one night when we were all like smoking.
Probably.
But, yeah, my mom brought me to a serious audition for Colorado Children's Corral and my sister. And there was no preparing. There was no like, learn this song. We just like walked in there and like all the other kids are so serious. They have their notes. They're like ready. And we're just like, hi. And they were so nice about it. But they were like, no, you know, like you have to start with like a voice coach and this and that. And I was like, and then, yeah, that really killed my dreams of singing.
Oh, fuck. Maybe we should do like the voice on the sesh.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Sydney thinks I have a great voice, so I'll take it.
Yeah. Every time we drink, Sydney's like, sing to me. I'm like,
yeah, she's like,
you don't
like,
want
sing
me to
on
sing
moon.
To you? And then Sydney dances. It's like a fucking concert here.
Yeah, me and Sydney actually, we've really gone off sometimes. We do full shows. If we get drunk enough, we do Celine Dion shows.
I was about
to
say.
I love that.
If you guys wouldn't kill me, I would, because I got some good content.
You got footage of us?
Of course, of Celine. When Celine comes out, when the two Celines come out, I record.
Because, the camera comes out too?
Oh, yeah, because I need to save this for my rest of my life.
I got to see that. Are we good? Because in the
I
time,
mean,
I
no,
feel like
we're
pretty
very
good.
Drunk. very drunk.
Oh, no.
And you guys like really get into it. But I love, I mean, I think it's great.
It's great. I'm into it. I love doing it. And like sometimes we'll break out like some Disney, like some Moana or
that's another thing.
Old Little Mermaid stuff. Oh.
I mean, bitch, when we had a club crab, it was popping. We were singing for those motherfuckers.
Yeah, we did. What were we performing at the time?
Lady Gaga, No Tears Left to Cry.
No Tears Left to Cry. That was the big one because that just came out with Ariana Grande that she just was like part of it.
The high pitch. Yeah. Okay.
Oh. Yeah, my voice just shuts off if I try to do that. It goes, it just stops. Like, have you ever tried to sing as high as you can and see how many octaves you can go up? Mine literally shuts off at a certain octave. Yeah. It's just like nothing comes out.
That's why you gotta like train your box or something. Your vocal cords. I don't know.
Whatever. With your voice
not
coach.
Not that kind of box.
Hi, friends, and welcome back to The Sesh. I am Kendall.
And I am Janelle. Hello. Great to have you back.
Yes.
We missed you so much.
Oh. Do we have accents
yes,
already?
Yes, we have accents today.
These
English.
Are horrible. Horrible. What even is that?
Love a good accent, even though I'm terrible at all of them.
I know. We should play that accent game sometime where you
there's
get...
There's an accent
game? I think they have it just on the game that me and Sydney love.
Heads up.
We all
tell
love that
me about
game.
This
yeah.
game.
Okay, so heads up. If you've never played it, I think you have to pay for it.
Is
it's
that
like
the Ellen's game?
I think it's fucking Ellen's game. It's a good game.
It's
though,
a great game.
We break it out all the time, especially if you're drinking. Real good.
Oh, so fun.
I remember we played it in the mountains. But they have an accent version of that. So they'll hold it up and it's like French and you have to like try to do it and get the other person to guess what accent
my
you're
God.
Doing.
That sounds fun as fuck.
Oh, guys, should we do that? Maybe we should just do it today. Just do a quick run of it.
Just quick run.
Let's just try.
Do you think that? Oh, no, I don't.
You can use mine because I bought the app.
I bought the app too, girl.
Oh, did you upgrade?
Hell yeah.
Did you upgrade?
Accent game.
We're going to play it real fast. Can we get a little swipe over to Sydney's purse here? What snack are you breaking out this week, girl? Ooh.
Goldfish.
Another, they were at the office. And I was
another
like,
old
I'm
person
take
snack.
Sydney, you know what? I want you to know you're going to be such a good mom.
Aw.
Seriously.
You will be a great mom.
You will be.
But also, why not Flavor Blasted? You'd be a better mom if you brought those. Just
they
kidding.
Don't come in minis, do they? The Flavor Blast? I agree. Flavor Blasted are much better.
Thank you.
These are really old lady snacks, actually.
It's amazing. I love it.
I have a crinkled bag of Cheez-It snaps that like aren't like it's literally crumbs.
Like Cheez-It dust.
But then I like that sometimes. Like, sometimes I crush up chips and I just like
really?
Drink them up.
Do you do that with ramen?
Yeah, with the hard ones?
Yeah, like the uncooked
like
ramen.
Uncooked like ramen seasoning pack and crunch them up.
I used to do
like
that in elementary school.
Don't give me that look.
That is fucking sick.
Tell me in the comments if you do that. I bet a lot more people than you think.
I used to do that. Wow, that is a blast from the past. I have not thought about
nostalgia. Crunching up your 69 cent.
Is that game downloaded yet?
All right, we have our game downloaded. We're going to play a few rounds. I'm very excited. And I also want the camera to be able to see.
Oh, so I have to say that I have to do it. Okay. Oh, no.
It's a purse. Oh, fuck. I can't even.
Okay. Wait. California.
Jamaica. No, no, no. California. Surfer.
Governor of California.
Oh, I can't say that kind of stuff, though. I have to do the accent.
No.
Pass it. Pass it.
No,
pass it.
I know what it is.
Shit, pass it, pass it. Go up.
Oh, God. Okay, I need to chill.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's who it was, by the way.
Oh, man. This is really bad. I can't do this. Go up, go up, go up.
This is fucking
it's
hilarious.
Too hard. Oh, no, this is bad.
Oh, no.
Okay, I can do that, maybe, and make some pasta.
Italian.
Oh, my God. Someone just put me out of my misery right now. That's it. That's it. Go up.
Make some pasta.
Are you allowed to say things? Oh, hey, that's all, folks.
What is
that's all, folks. Come on, Janelle.
Country.
Hey, don't.
Country. Son of a baby.
You kept passing them, but you were getting them. Like, if you get them, you...
Oh, she told me no.
Oh my gosh.
All right, let's see what we got.
That was
Arnold Schwarzenegger,
so bad.
Yes. Brooklyn.
Dude, I was going to try to do Cardi B, but I was like, I couldn't even think of how she talks.
Russian, Italian, and Porky.
I was like,
Porky Pig was the last one.
Hey, hey, hey. Oh, that's What's Up, Doc. That's the wrong fucking guy.
Who is? I don't even know who that is.
Wait, what does Porky Pig
There's
say?
There's someone named Porky Pig?
Yeah, he goes, blah, 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 blah. What?
That's not like that one guy with all the muscles.
No, that's Popeye. Oh gosh, this is not going well. Okay, we're gonna try one more time.
All right, Kendall.
Now you have to do it.
Okay.
Just I'm embarrassing. I was like, how do I do Russian? I'm just gonna sound offensive.
Right, exactly. So I was like, oh no.
I have no way. It sounds easy. Like, oh, do the little accents.
It's not. All right, here we go. Round two. Okay. Get ready. Oh boy. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Come on, boys and girls, let's go on an adventure to my house, the clubhouse.
Mickey Mouse.
That was good.
That was pretty good.
Oh God. Oh no. I don't know. I literally can't do it.
Skip. Up?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think this is the. Oh, it is the right one. What does he sound like? Does he have like a lisp or something?
Ruh-roh.
Ruh-roh.
Scooby-Doo?
Yeah.
What's okay.
Bunny? Yeah. Oh, no, no. I don't think I can do that. I don't even know what the difference is between that and the other one.
Oh, no.
I'm hungry, I am.
Oh, Dobby.
Wise you are. Yes. I can't do that. That's borderline offensive. Swipe up. All right, challenge. Oh, challenge card. Oh,
come on.
I don't know what that is.
Really?
Sorry. All right, that's take it. A look.
Okay. Take a look. Wow, that was really terrible. Much worse than I thought for both of us. Honestly, I think you did better than me. Yeah, the Bronx. Like, that's hard to do. Brooklyn and the Bronx. Oh, yeah. Cardi's from the Bronx, right?
I don't know.
Wait, look it up. I'm getting confused. Look it up. Oh, no. This is so embarrassing.
Yeah, and then they had Gangster, and I feel like. That's gangster. Just not something that's a Caucasian like me.
No, that's
like
very
me,
like a, unfortunate.
Yeah, it needs to be doing. Thank you.
Okay, Jesus. Well, maybe we'll play this again sometime, though, because this
wait,
is
that
fun.
Was, like, kind of fun.
Mickey Mouse is pretty good. Pretty good there, Mickey
thank
Mouse.
You so much. I'm Mickey Mouse.
Cardi's from the Bronx.
Mickey Mouse.
Cardi's from the Bronx. Got
Bronx. What am I talking about, Brooklyn?
Well, I've never even been to New York. A New Yorker.
Oh, wow. We've never been to New York.
I really want to go to New York. Would love to go.
Yeah, me too.
Looks like bomb food there.
But
have you guys been in New York?
No.
No.
I've been once and it was the bomb.
Was it?
Really?
So we cool. went to go see like Lion King on Broadway. I went with my aunt and it was so much fun. The food.
Dude, I've heard Broadway is amazing bomb. and I just want to go for the food.
I know.
It would be cool to do like a big trip.
Let's
do
it. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Mouse, didn't you have a little mouse update for us?
Yes.
Both of us are dealing with mice in the house.
Mouse in the house, yep.
Mouse in the house, mouse in the
mouse
house.
Mouse in the house, BB.
Oh, God, I hate myself. So I tried really, I have been trying to find a baby mouse to like raise to a certain point and then let free because I think that would be fun. And I have this little container.
Yeah.
And one night I did this a long time ago. We actually found one that normally we only find them alive if the cats are like mid trying to kill it.
Yeah.
And we have to step in and then we save it. But if we miss it, I mean, they're going to do what they're going to do. We can't stop them.
No.
But yeah, I got a little mouse named, and I named it Brioche because I fed it brioche bread. He was so cute, guys. I was so happy. I was like playing with him. Well, I didn't play with him.
I didn't touch him.
But I was like, you know, giving him things.
Yeah.
I was all into him for a few hours. And then I left him overnight in like a pitcher with something on top of it. And he somehow got out. I woke up. Motherfucker was gone.
Damn.
He was gone. There was a dog bed underneath where he was. I think he like bounced off onto the dog bed and was
he's like,
gone.
Peace. Thank you so much for the free brioche.
Yeah. So I've been trying to find a brioche ever since.
Well, I know. And so you haven't found.
Well, we did recently. We found one that was alive, but I couldn't find my little container thing. And Josh was like, I don't want to, you know, keep it until. And he was like, we just need to let it go. And it was old enough that
it could probably survive.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. It was like big.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, we gave it some like bread and played with it in the little container for like 15 minutes. And Josh was like, all right, let's go.
Aww.
But yeah, I found one this morning, actually, behind the bathtub dead. And that's the second dead one I found this week.
I was going to say, didn't you just find one behind like some stairs?
Yes. The other day we have pet stairs and I think it was chilling behind the pet stairs. And when Bernie like ran up the pet stairs, it like slammed it against the wall because it was flattened against the wall.
I know.
Dude, that is disgusting. One time at my mom's house, we had mice problems and we had a trash compactor.
Oh, I remember this. I remember.
And
I was like over.
And we found it and it was fucking bad. Anyways, won't go on to that. Oh,
one I remember
time,
coming over after that happened.
Oh, really?
Because your mom was telling me about
it. Yeah, it was fucked up. It was not great at all. No. And then one time I was eating some Oreos.
Ooh.
And I like looked into the box and there was like all these mouse droppings from the Oreos I was eating. And then I like pulled out the whole sleeve of Oreos and the like first half of it was eaten.
Oh.
But I was like, ah.
Oh, you probably like accidentally ate a mouse shit.
Oh, yeah, probably. So that's really cute.
Well, mice can be really dangerous. You have to be really careful because they can carry all types of shit. But they're so cute.
Oh, my God. They're so cute. Oh, so okay. The other day, I should have brought them to you.
Oh, yeah. You should have brought them to me.
So we've had a few mice in our house, John and I's house. And one of them, the first one I ever found was on my nightstand. That scared the fuck out
of
me.
So we were just sleeping.
I was laying in my bed eating chips and like typing something. And I kept hearing this little like, just this little tiny like ruffle or like a little noise. It wasn't even the mouse making sounds. It was the mouse like moving something on my
desk. I'm doing sound effects.
Oh, wow. You're smart. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. And then I look over and the window was open. So I was like, oh, something's probably just blowing on my nightstand. But I look over and he was on my nightstand eating my little power bar that I had. And I fucking freaked out because it totally like caught me off guard. And it was like by my bed. And I was like, okay, that's enough.
It scares me even like trying to catch them. Yeah. Like it low key, it just moves so fast.
Yeah, they move so fast.
Gives me like the spider vibes that it moves too quick.
Exactly.
It's like, yee!
Exactly. Yeah. So anyways, I never found him, but we like got these little things you plug into the wall to make sounds, to make them go away. So I don't know. I never found it. But then like a week ago, I was in my kitchen and I was hearing like this little squeaking noise. And I was like, what the hell is squeaking in my kitchen? And I like go over to the fridge. I'm like, our fridge is like fucked up because it's squeaking. And I look down. It's this little mousey. Aww. And he was like squeaking and he wasn't running. Like he knew I was there, but he was not running. And I was like, oh my God. So I had to go to the chiropractor. So I like literally had to leave. But I was like, John, you got to come help this mouse and like help mouse. So he's like, okay. Yeah. So he caught him and he told me that he like drove. There's like this big field by us and he drove there.
Gave him a little snack.
And gave him a little snack and sent him off. Yeah, he's like,
that's the best you can do. Well, tell them what's in the rest in the garage.
So then we were like, okay, where are these mice coming from? So we have in our garage, there's like a little closet, very small, that's just holding a hot water heater.
The water closet, yeah.
Exactly. But it's in the garage.
Oh, some people call the loo the water closet, right? The loo, the potty, the water closet.
What?
It's probably not the right term.
White.
You know what? I'm just going to shut up.
Okay. Anyway.
Find the white term.
Oh, that's hilarious. Okay.
I'm gonna put my head down and shut up.
Okay. Anyways. So John was looking for the source of the mouse. So he was in the garage and the refrigerator backs up to this little closet, you know, that has the water heater. So he opens it and inside are mice and a snake eating the mice.
Yeah, dude. Already had eaten a few of them and wrapped around.
And had wrapped around what looked like the mom and another baby. And so one of the babies escaped. And so I get back home and I'm like, did you deal with it? And he was like, yeah. I was like, did you find the source? And he was like, uh-huh. Do not open the water closet. And I was like, what? And he was like, you don't want to know what I found. I was like, oh my God. No. And he was like, wait, it was not good.
The snake was eating the mice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, which they do.
No, right? Yeah. I mean, I felt bad for the snake too, because it's not like he knows what the fuck he's doing. He's trying to be a snake. He's in my water closet.
Is he big?
He was like a good, I want to say like 2 feet long, and he was pretty thick. I think he's just a garter snake, but still, I was like, what the hell?
Maybe a bull snake or something.
Maybe, but I don't know. I don't think he was big enough. I don't know.
Did he like hiss at John?
No.
He just was laying there. Chilling.
He was just laying there. Probably like a garter snake. Like coiled around some of the mice. So. And then he had like a lump in his belly, John said. And
so the little one that you found got away.
He got away.
Well, good.
The lone survivor.
Lone survivor. Yeah. And then like a few days later, we found another mouse. So John set him out again.
Yeah.
John's the mice man.
Well, I mean, it's hard to keep them and you have dogs. And Well, it's not good to keep wild mice either. I mean, I'm talking about like keeping them for a few days to rehab them.
Send them out.
Especially because mine get attacked normally by my cats. So normally they have injuries. So I try to like, you know.
I know.
When they're just chilling like that, it's best to just get them back into nature.
Right. Exactly. I was like, I don't want to like mess with them. So then, then the fucking snake left. So I don't know where the snake is. I'm hoping he's not in my garage or in my home, but.
Well, she was trying to get an exterminator to come and like, deal remove with the situation. The snake, you know, not harm.
That's the one thing. Like, I really don't like, and I'm not like blaming people who get exterminators, whatever. But it's just me personally. Like, I was like, can we please do everything we can to keep the snake alive? The snake's just being a snake.
Yeah.
And so John was like, "Yeah, I'll make sure they don't kill it." But then when they went in to get it, there was no snake.
Yeah.
So it's
Yeah, I'm wonder. I feel like
John said that he was like literally so close to getting the snake in a box and then like slithered away. I was like, oh, you're brave. Good for you.
Yeah, I don't think I can. I'm a little afraid of snakes, but they're really cool.
Snakes are fucking cool. And most of them are super nice.
I'm weird still waiting for the mouse, though.
Is it weird that I'm more afraid of mice than I am snakes?
Really?
Interesting. Yeah, I grew up with a mom who like is petrified, like has a mice phobia.
Oh, wow. No.
And so, yeah. She's killed snakes in my life. She's killed a snake, but she would never come close to a mouse. Well, like even the pet store, like we went to the pet store the other day and she didn't want to go in because they have like rodents.
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, she's like
people really
petrified.
Hate rodents.
Petrified. I love it. Remember my my Freak Week setup last year or Halloween setup, whatever did for the month. I had like that fluffy white carpet underneath it that I was sitting on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some point during that whole filming, I didn't even notice, but there was like a little family of mice, a bunch of little babies. Across. Yeah. Josh found them when there were a bunch of little red things, but they like scurried before he could even get back.
Damn.
And we had a hole behind the wall. So I think they just grew up and then most of them probably got killed by my cats.
Oh, no.
Anyway, this is getting depressing. Welcome to the Mouse Death Podcast. we talk about several mouse deaths.
Oh boy.
No, but for real, I am going to catch a brioche this year. Like I want a little brioche replacement that I can just keep for like 5 days, just 5 days. And I already have a little cage thing for him that he can chill in. I can like feed him, you know, cause we have babies. So I want to find one that has like, you know, it doesn't have his eyes open yet that I can
that's
like,
what I was gonna say,
get to a certain point and then let it go.
Isn't it in theory bad to like save wild animals because then they like rely on you because they don't know how to hunt for their own shit and find their own food and then when you send them out they're like, oh fuck, but when they're that small they
or
need
if they've
something
been attacked by my pets I feel responsible to rehab
them.
I just don't touch them.
Remember you trying to rehab that pigeon?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Ted the pigeon was a saga. Yeah. Oh yeah. You were updating me on the daily about
what
Ted.
Happened was the mom laid eggs. Like there was a pigeon that would just chill on my deck. And then the mom had like 3 eggs and it was right after we got married. We got back from our honeymoon and we were like, there's baby eggs. Oh my God, so romantic.
Yeah,
it's like,
I remember that.
And birds.
I was watching your house and I was like, there's eggs on your fucking thing.
Yeah, you found them and you started sending me pictures of Lily like looking at them. And so eggs. I got home and started researching it. And I was really into like making sure the mom would come back and I'd make sure that the eggs were being taken care of. And they all hatched. Or no, I think 2 of them just like didn't hatch. And then there was only one baby, but I think because she made the nest like on my flat deck.
It was not ideal.
It was not a good placement by her on her part, honestly. not great because he ended up with a splayed leg. So his, think both legs were going the opposite direction. And by the time I even realized it, like if you find a baby like that, they can sometimes like rehab them. But by the time I even realized his, because I'd never like messed with it or really looked, got close enough to see that. Its legs were all messed up and I tried so hard to rehab this bird. We named him Ted after Ted Cruz as like
a
joke.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was that
remember
was a weird
we named
time.
Your plant Kellyanne Conway? What's wrong with
we
us?
Did.
The fuck is wrong with us?
I have no idea what's wrong with us, really.
Anyways, okay.
But I drove that bird, dude, because I realized it was beyond my fixing abilities.
Right.
I drove him 2 hours in my car to a wildlife rehab place that accepted pigeons. Cause most places are like pigeons. No.
Yeah. No.
No, we're not wasting our time on pigeons. I was like, please, Ted, he's a special pigeon. They took him and then they called me a few days later and said that he was like, yeah, they weren't able to save him, but
RIP Ted.
Love that.
Seriously, I felt bad when you told me he died. It was so
sad. I just love finding animals and helping rehab them.
Totally.
It's like it's joy and it hasn't happened for me in a long time. Like I had my baby bunnies. Aww. I saved Aria and the babies and that was so fulfilling. Maybe I just need a human baby at this point.
Yeah, I was gonna say maybe you should just
clearly looking for
baby.
Something to nurture.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You have enough pets, you can't get any more.
You're right, Janelle. It's time to have a baby. I'll start tonight. I'll let Josh know.
Hell yeah, you heard it here first. She might be pregnant by the time this goes up.
You never know.
You never really know what's going to happen.
People are always speculating about you, girl.
Oh,
when you were drinking liquor, they were speculating.
I know. They're like, oh, she's nauseous, but I'm also chugging 3 different drinks.
And you have fucking nausea all the time.
You guys are cracking me up. I love it.
Silly.
It honestly really doesn't bother me, though. I think it's funny.
Yeah, no, it's pretty funny.
Let's get into some spicy topics. And then we have a chip ranking competition. You guys asked for it last week in the comments. We brought it up. We are going to be, or not, we're not ranking.
It's blindfold.
We're doing a blindfolded chip taste.
Like, guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's going
to
be great.
Guess what they are and like say our opinions on them before we have a second to judge the brand or everything else. Because obviously
you hate Ruffles and maybe Ruffles are good for you.
I have preconceived notions on Ruffles and Lay's. I don't really like them. I'm really just a Dorito girl.
That's like sad because Doritos are at the bottom of the tier for me. I like a potato chip much more, but you don't even like potatoes.
Mm-mm. What?
You don't like potatoes,
Not really.
What? Like what the fuck?
Like they're okay.
Like hash browns. Like
I'm bringing out my accent again.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. Do you like French fries? From McDonald's.
Yes. If they're from McDonald's.
Okay.
We have already talked about
this. Hash browns. Okay. Sorry.
Okay. Anyway, spicy topics. Okay. What do we got? What do we got? What do we got?
Okay.
So there's this fucking freak on an airplane that we need to talk about. This
we
is
need to talk about
out
this
of
bitch.
Control. Since we have talked about people who are out of control on planes before, I say we
keep
share this
going.
Wonderful clip, you guys. Oh my goodness.
Holy shit, holy. Okay. Little tiny backstory really quick. Timothy Armstrong was on September 6th on a flight from LAX to Salt Lake City.
Not
and he
far.
Got a little angry
about wearing his mask, which is interesting because he's only going from fucking LA to Salt Lake.
To Salt Lake City.
How long of a flight is that? Like an hour?
If that even.
Yeah. For real. Yeah. He got out of his seat several times, started yelling at flight attendants, and then flight attendants were like, excuse me, sir, calm the fuck down. I don't get paid enough for this. No, they didn't say that, but they told him to go sit down, and then he got really angry and started growling.
Had a full on episode.
Yeah, it was wild. Okay, let's watch.
TikTokers
yes,
view.
Let's play the TikTok.
Yeah, because someone posted it right from the
here it is.
Direct seat across.
They called him the Kevin instead of the Karen. It's the
oh
Kevin.
My God,
the Kevin.
That's fucking hilarious.
Sorry, folks, but that's what they think of America. They think that it is disgrace. I think of America as not a disgrace. I think of America as not a disgrace. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I think.
Wow, Timmy. Wow, buddy.
Really?
That's quite interesting
dude.
To watch. Over a fucking mask, dude. Come on. Give it up. It's been so long.
It's been two fucking years.
I'm exhausted of watching these fucking idiots. You're going on a flight for like an hour.
Like,
wear your mask.
If you can't do it, then don't go on the flight. Don't you know this is the rule? It's so stupid.
And then, okay. Let's say you really, for some reason, you're really mad about the mask. Okay. Most hopefully normal people would just sit there and be like mad and, you know, whatever, like maybe say some rude things. But to start doing this whole show, it's like he wants people to see him. He wants to be.
I know. I was wondering if he was like
putting on a
having a mental break or was he doing that as a show?
You know, I don't know. Or
I don't know.
Was he drinking before? I don't know.
Was he like, was under the influence? I don't know.
I mean, wow. Wow, Tim. Quite the performance, honestly, on that one.
Timothy.
They just keep getting worse, you
I know,
guys.
They really do, dude. And I feel so bad. It's like, holy shit, this is like worse than ever.
Well, it's just getting to the point where it's like,
Well, it's God, the thing dude, of like
pick a different problem.
You can't smoke on an airplane. And right. so you would know that even Good if point. You smoke, if you're a smoker, you're not causing a scene and getting angry because you yeah. can't smoke.
And why do we not smoke on planes?
We know that. Well, because it's fucking dangerous and you can't, lighting things up on a plane is terrifying.
Yes. And smoke is not good for the other for people the other on folks. The plane. Just yeah. like it's this, that's why you wear your fucking mask just in case you have something, dude. I mean, it's not that hard. I don't understand.
I just put it on.
Yeah, we have masks today because we're going to use them as our blindfolds.
That's all we can find.
Dude.
I know. It's ridiculous.
God, give it up. I give know. It the fuck up.
I know. I don't
the
understand. Snar-
like the snarling, though.
Yeah, it's wild. I mean, God, yeah, so he was embarrassing. Taken to the hospital after. I don't know what happened after that.
Well,
honestly, though, I feel like even like if you're there, like say you're just sitting there on the flight, like I think I would be terrified. Oh, I'd be I would have been like, pants. Oh my gosh, what's going on? Like, why are, is, you know, I don't know. You The is last you thing you aggressive? Want is for yeah. someone to be screaming on an airplane.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Like that would it'd be terrifying. Like,
terrifying.
Oh,
I completely agree.
I completely agree. I'd be scared. Ugh, bad. Okay. Anyways, next up, Britney's father officially files people to end the conservatorship.
And this is exactly what I said was going to happen. The public pressure is going to get too great and he's going to back the fuck out. I mean, all the legal pressure, the public pressure, and then her having her own attorneys in control of who's on her team. Boom. It's only a matter of time. So,
yep.
Happy it happened so quick.
Oh, thank God. Yeah.
Well, I guess not happy, quick to her, but quick since, you know.
Since this whole, yeah.
Happy it happened, though, but there is a lot more that's like.
Yes.
It's like a big, like, it's a game totally. At this point with fucking Jamie and.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's Jamie, really. Like, he's playing this, like, stupid game where he's, like, teasing that he's going to leave, but then.
Yeah.
But then what? You say you're going to leave, so leave. But then
because
he's
having like, trouble letting go of that control.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But he's, like, also, like, I don't know how to say it, but he's, like, poking at like Britney yeah. even more because yeah. he's like taunting her with this like him leaving, but then he's not actually leaving yet.
No.
Right. Also, I believe that a lot of people, and I've heard a lot of people talk about this online, is that is he leaving just so that he doesn't have to go under oath and doesn't have to, you know, be at risk of having to. I would think so too, but like I don't know if maybe like, oh well, I backed out, it would be because they're not like because then they're not fighting. They're not going to court to remove him if he's already removed. Right.
Yeah, maybe he's just, it's the easy way of doing but, it, almost like a know. Plea.
Exactly. That's kind of what I'm thinking, but I have no idea. Like, I could see them being like, if you just get out now, I don't know. But
don't
yeah,
know
this
either.
Was back on September 7th. So, I mean, it's, I don't know. I guess there's the next scheduled hearing is for the 29th, but then there's talk about them rescheduling, and I don't know why, but.
I mean, there's always like so
dude,
many.
Dude, she's been trying to get rid of him for so long.
It's just so sad that this is her dad, dude. I know. Why would he take, like, realize how bad things have gotten, remove himself, and then start trying to repair the relationship instead of keep needling at her, like Curly was saying, like teasing her. It's a game.
Yep.
Because, like, even in that court document that they posted, or like that filing from Tuesday, because it was Jamie's lawyer, Thoreen, whatever her name is.
Oh, yeah.
Teresa Thoreen, I think, whatever her name is.
Yeah.
They were saying that we've made Britney's life better. Yeah. You know what I mean?
They say, to this day, her attorneys have never filed a petition to terminate the conservatorship. The conservatorship has helped Ms. Spears get through a major life crisis, rehabilitate and advance her career, and put her finances and her affairs in order. But recently, things have changed. Mrs. Spears is now outspoken in her frustration with the level of control imposed by conservatorship and has pleaded with the court to, quote, let her have her life back. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Is there like, yeah, exactly.
They're what are like, they trying to, what, I don't get the point.
Well, they're saying to the state attorneys have never filed a petition to terminate the conservatorship. So I feel like they're saying like, now that she's outspoken with all this, we have no choice. I don't know.
Yeah, that's basically what they're saying. That's the point they seem to be making.
And I kind of feel like they're like trying to like wipe their hands clean, kind of saying like, oh, well, like
we helped
they
her.
Haven't,
we did all this stuff.
Yeah, we've done all this stuff, but like they haven't filed, they haven't petitioned to file or whatever, filed a petition or whatever.
Right.
So it's like, no, like you guys are still taking complete control over her when she, I'm sure behind the scenes, like it's not, it's the same way. You know what I mean? I'm sure she like makes a big, like not a big fuss. I don't want to say it like that, but like I'm sure she also like shows her frustration in real life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like
if she's doing it online. Yeah,
exactly. So I don't know. It just seems like a lot of,
I agree.
I don't know. Like I have faith in it, but who knows when it's going to happen.
And you're nervous. Yeah. I mean, I think that's a good place to be.
Totally.
Because you don't want to be...
Nothing's this easy, right?
Right, right. You got to always have some concern. It's probably going to take longer than this. But I mean, for this to have happened already is a great sign.
Oh, yeah.
We could Absolutely. Be, you know, a year out totally. Now that this is just starting. I mean, but
compared to last year.
Right.
When compared to a few months ago.
Exactly. Nobody right. or like...
Yeah.
She never even stated that she was mm-hmm. in a conservatorship.
Yeah.
Right. Things have moved so fast. I mean, we just got to like remember that they take time, mm-hmm. but it is moving quickly, quickly.
Quotes, yeah. As far as like court.
For
court.
Court yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. You know, yeah. this is some good progress. And it seems like she's over the moon with how everything.
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm.
She's really, you can see that in her posting yes, that.
I agree.
She feels more in control. And I mean, yeah. I hope so. This is only my... You know,
right. It's only what we see.
Right.
Who knows what goes on behind closed doors. But I kind of agree. I think that it is a good step. And I understand what people say, like, no, it's not the greatest that he's leaving because he's kind of like we said, like trying to get away without any blood on his hands type of thing. If he's the one that steps down. But I think it's much better than him being like, I'm not fucking going anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Take me,
like,
absolutely.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Take me to court.
Yeah.
Do this. Do that. I don't give a shit. Like nothing's going to stop me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah,
I
wish I could understand it more.
Oh, same.
It's just my lack of understanding about conservatorships.
Yeah.
The whole process is very complicated and very confusing, and I don't fully understand. But I agree with you. I think that this is...
Even though it's the best case scenario, nothing's
going to be perfect, maybe he gets to walk away with it. I mean, at the end of the day, he's going to walk away with... way less than what we all think he should.
Absolutely.
We all think he should be like held accountable in some way. That's not going to happen. No, most likely.
Absolutely not.
It's about getting him the fuck out. And right. if this is a big move to get him out, then it's
it.
A good yeah. move. Like it's, we've yeah. got to be patient. Mm-hmm. Let this run its course.
Yeah, I agree.
If it ends in her freedom, who cares like what he ends up doing?
And
she
honestly,
needs freedom and control.
That's the most
like,
important.
Obviously
thing,
we yeah. don't know how Brittany thinks,
right.
but like, it's probably, I mean, that's what I'm assuming too, is like, I feel like at this point she doesn't care how it happens as long yeah. as it happens, because
yes.
it's been 13 years and she can't
right.
even.
Yeah. Wouldn't you be the same
yeah.
way?
Yeah, yeah,
totally.
Absolutely.
It's not going to be exactly perfect, but
it's at least
going to end right.
Yeah. There's a tension. People are paying attention mm-hmm. to her now. It's not just people on Twitter, like, you know, her fans and stuff. It's mm-hmm. actual people who are in position to do things.
Right, right.
So, yeah.
To me, it just seems like Jamie is just doing... He is like stepping down, but he's doing it like the longest way possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that he probably. Can still have that control. That's mm-hmm. that's the way I think of it anyway. Like
I can see that. I feel like it's a like, way of still kind of taunting her yep. and reminding her.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm in control. Yeah. I can see that. Yeah. I mean, who really knows what's going on behind the scenes?
Exactly.
I think he also is doing it slowly because if he did it quick, then maybe people would be like, ha, see, you know, you're wrong. But if he's like kind of doing this casual and having his lawyers like, well, he's not really giving a firm. I think it's maybe of like, trying to send, and I could be totally wrong, but it's just speculating, but he's trying to send the message of like, I'm doing this out of like the goodness for Brittany and trying to like get the public off my back. Rather if I left right away, I feel like people be even more speculative of like all this after 13 years, all of a sudden you're going to like peace out and like try and get away from all of this. Like,
yeah,
he's
I can see what
to
you're saying.
Keep his name tied to her somehow. I don't know.
I see could what you're totally saying. Wrong. I think it could be like that, but it could be the complete opposite because
100%.
If he just completely removed himself, I think people would be way more satisfied with that. And
yeah.
it would say more of like, oh, I'm clearly not in the right position. I should not be doing this.
But I don't think he wants to like finite. Be known as like the guy in the wrong. I think he's That's going true. At it as like, oh, the public pressure. And it's, you know, it's just going to be easier if I kind of.
But I think it would look better to the public if he just stepped out immediately and made it as quick as he can. But who knows how much you can actually
right.
do. I mean, it's just so slow.
There's
and everything,
black and white.
Everything in the whole fucking country is backed up. The court systems,
yes.
Everything,
yes.
literally everything. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I mean, it's gonna take some time. I think it's great news. I'm just so happy that we're getting this type of news now. When a couple months ago we were talking about this may continue, they might just deny the motion,
yeah.
and you know,
oh,
it's
yeah.
gonna go on as normal. Clearly, that's not what's gonna happen. We're gonna see a totally new Brittany in the next couple months to year.
I hope so.
Yeah. It's amazing. I think it's Woo. Great. Good news.
Free Brittany, baby.
Do we got some chips? I'm getting kind of hungry, guys.
Me
I haven't
too.
Eaten.
Me too. I'm really excited for this.
Me
All
too.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take an ad break and we'll be right back.
All right. So we didn't have masks. So we decided to
wear masks because we do have masks.
Yeah, we got face masks,
not eye masks.
Nice so and cozy.
These are just going to become eye masks.
If you saw our picture on Instagram, you know. And some of you guessed it right, by the way.
You know what? It's actually a great blindfold because it has that little nose pinching thing so you can make sure you can't see underneath.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take off my glasses.
This is amazing.
God, really? Multi-purpose.
Yeah, I can't see anything.
No, you really can't. Are you putting your ears over your nose?
Yep.
You are? Over the nose?
Just like, just over. Yeah, a tad.
All right. Nah, I don't want to give it away.
No, I'm just going to taste
it. Yeah, we just got to taste this.
Got to make sure I stay near my mic. Okay.
Will you put my hand? You're good.
Okay, chip number one.
I'm excited. Okay, this already feels good to me. This is one of my favorite chips.
Are we going
to
ASMR it and like crunch into thing?
I think we should.
Okay.
Okay, let's do a countdown.
Sun chips. Come on.
Yeah, but right? Sun chips are so good.
Oh, wait, maybe they're Ruffles though, because they're kind of similar.
No, they're like a square. Maybe they are Ruffles actually.
I have a small like.
Oh, this is good chip.
I didn't get a full size.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1. Mmm, that's delicious. Well, spicy.
Mmm. Those are Ruffles.
No, I think these are... They're too thick to be Ruffles. Okay, I'm taking off my blindfold.
Oh, they're getting hot. They're getting spicy now.
You can take off your blindfold if you want.
Wait, I can take off the blindfold now?
You're so tight.
Yes, you can take off your blindfold.
Wow. Okay, I'm getting a spicy finish there.
Is it like a cracked pepper? I'm getting a cracked pepper vibe.
Let's put down our guesses, our final guesses. I'm going to say this is some type of like spicy Ruffle, like jalapeno Ruffles.
I think it is what are those brands? Not the Boulder chips, the ones that are like really good though. Okay.
Wow.
I hate my life. Okay. It's not Ruffles though. It's a better quality chip than a Ruffle. That's like more gourmet than a Ruffle. I don't remember what it's called. But I'm pretty sure it's like a cracked pepper and oil or something.
Okay.
Cracked pepper and olive oil.
All right. What do you give it out of 5?
It's pretty good.
Let's rate it out of 5.
I would give it like a 4.
I'm not really into that type of ruffly zigzag shape.
No?
You know, like the Chevron chip.
No. Mm-hmm.
Not into
Bummer.
It.
Okay.
I'd say a 2.
Yeah. I can't guess the brand. I don't know. It's freaking stuck in my head.
Did you guys like the taste of it?
Oh, yeah.
It was spicy. It was good at first, but then it got like really spicy. And that's the type of spicy I like.
It's like peppery, like black pepper. Tastes like black pepper and olive oil.
I know. What flavors did you taste?
Like something spicy, like jalapeno or something. Okay.
It's giving me a little burn.
All right. Let's get the reveal.
What is Can we get the reveal?
They are spicy cheddar jack Ruffles.
Interesting. God, you were right.
Okay. I knew they were like... Spicy.
Okay, it's a cheddar.
Damn, I nailed the Ruffles. I know a Ruffle when I taste them. I do not like those motherfuckers.
I smelt it. I'll be having seconds of that. All right,
we'll be having seconds. You can take them home.
I'll be taking those home. All right.
Back to the darkness. Here we go.
Back to the dark. I love the dark.
I'm going to try them.
Hell yeah.
This is a great blindfold.
These would be good to use like... When you're in a room that has really bright light in the morning, if you don't have curtains or something,
yeah. Like you don't just have sunglasses, throw these on. You know, you're just walking down the street, you can just throw this on.
You don't need to see, it's fine.
You can sleep while you walk, it's amazing.
Okay. Oh, now these are gonna be good. Oh, wait a second. Oh, these are not what I thought.
Okay, these are like fucking bugles or something.
No, but they're not bugles because they don't have holes.
Excuse my French. I'm feeling the F word a lot today.
Excuse my French? Have I ever heard you say that?
That's like what people fucking say.
Excuse my fucking French.
That's amazing.
Okay, ready?
Do a little lick-ski on it.
1, 2, 3. This tastes like, oh my God, this is good too. But it's not a bugle because it doesn't have a hole. You can't put them on your finger. Aren't bugles the one with the holes?
No, I thought those were bugles. I don't know. I don't ever get any of those.
Oh my God.
What are those? Those are something. Is it like a brand that we would know or is it some new creation?
It's a brand you would know.
Brand we would know. Okay.
Maybe it is bugles. Maybe it's bugles with their top on.
It's a little spicy too.
Definitely got a spice. That tastes like a. This is good.
Yeah, okay, final
is it like
answers
salsa?
Here.
Like a spicy, I'm getting like spicy Mexican food.
Yeah, I'm getting salsa bugles.
Yeah, salsa bugles.
Salsa bugles or something like that. Like, and then I'm going to give them a 3. I'm not wild about the shape of those, but
I'll give mine
the tastes are pretty good.
We look fucking ridiculous. We can take our things.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait. Did you say Mexican bugles?
Yeah, like salsa, salsa, Mexican food, Mexican restaurant bugles. That's what I'm getting, like a Mexican restaurant vibe.
Wait, you know, what do you rate it?
Like a red sauce, like a spicy green chili.
What'd you rate it out of
five? Three.
Three?
Okay.
Three. We both did a three.
Hit me up.
All right, really, what's the reveal?
Why am I writing all this? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, are you kidding me?
They aren't bugles.
Yeah.
Are those ranch?
Yeah, spicy ranch.
Spicy ranch. Three-dimensional Doritos. Doritos. Oh, I want to take those home. That looks good.
So did you like it?
Do you want to second try?
Does this make you like it more now that you know the...
Yeah, it does make me like it a little more, but I didn't really get the true Dorito ranch Dorito taste.
No, I wasn't getting it. It was getting Mexican food.
Yeah.
No, it did taste like salsa. It literally tasted like salsa.
Yeah, I would have guessed like salsa bugles. Yeah. Mm-mm. Okay.
Those are pretty good. I love the texture was 10 out of 10.
I'll take those home. Those are pretty good. Anything Cool Ranch, I'll take.
Perfect texture. All right. Not bad at all. Not bad.
Amazing.
All right. Next up. This is such a fun game. Now I got to get a handful in case I like these.
I actually really do like this blindfolded game. We need to do more blindfold things.
Yeah,
this is
we should do the blindfold thing where you put a object in the box.
Yes, I want to do that.
I saw the TikTok you sent me. Okay. See, I watch your TikToks.
These are ruffles.
These are ruffles. Ready? One, two, three. Ew, gross.
Ew!
Hate it. 0 out of 10.
Oh, no.
Barbecue asshole.
Ew.
Oh, God.
Where's my fucking...
This reminds me of like when Josh gets barbecue food and I can smell it.
Oh, no.
Dude.
Oh, no.
I disgusting.
No, oh, don't so throw sick. Up.
And it was a ruffle, but it's spicy too. What the hell's going
it's
on?
It's like smoky. I'm going to guess it's like smoked meat. Smoked pork. Ugh, disgusting.
Ew.
Okay, I'm going to grab a big handful. Now I'm pissed.
Can I take off the blindfold?
This is trash. Yeah, take them off.
Look how red.
Ew, look at these fucking things.
Oh, disgusting. What the hell? That's what we just ate?
I'm not pleased at all.
Look at this.
I can't even reach it.
Get over here. Look at this fucker.
Red.
I am going to say that was a spicy barbecue ruffle.
Disgusting.
And I give it a 0 out of 5.
I'm going to say it was, hold on, I literally want my bite. Yeah, a smoked.
Yeah, definitely got a smoky in there. Maybe like Chipotle.
Yeah,
Chipotle
like a
maybe.
Yeah, but like
Chipotle
disgusting
barbecue.
Chipotle barbecue ruffle. 0 out of 5.
Okay, this one is Flamin' Hot barbecue.
It was
Flamin' Hot barbecue.
Jeez, so I was having a barbecue.
Flamin' Hot barbecue.
Every single chip.
Sorry. I don't know. I'm on a different planet today, apparently. Holy shit.
Okay, so it was barbecue. Flamin' Hot.
Flamin'
Hot
barbecue.
Not
I
hot.
Knew it. Yeah, that's not okay. Like Cheeto-y.
No,
they
Cheeto-y.
Tried to do the Cheeto
disgusting
thing. It didn't work.
Absolute retrosity.
Really when gross. I got barbecue like, it was like in my mouth,
oh,
a barbecue
God
restaurant.
Okay, in my defense, I did not read the barbecue part when I bought them. I
that's
only
okay
read the Flamin' Hot.
Oh, you can get barbecue. It's okay to surprise me with that.
But you don't like barbecue.
I know, but this is a game. And sometimes you have to taste
life
things you don't
rough
like.
Life is rough here on the
exactly set. You can get whatever you want.
We're roughing around.
I trust you, Corelli.
Yeah, that was
as
bad
long as you don't feed me like poop chips, okay?
Poop chips.
Yeah, never. All right, let's try again. What's
all right,
next?
Mask on. All right, put your like mask on.
Fucking mask on.
We're in a very goofy mood this week.
We're just in a silly, goofy mood.
Oh, Lord. And we're completely sober. That's the sad
ew
part.
Okay, I really want to know to our audience, just while we're sitting here talking, are you on Good Soup TikTok or are you on Berries and Cream
I'm
TikTok?
On
I'm on a little
mostly
of both.
Mostly Good Soup.
Mostly Good Soup.
Can you talk about what this is?
What
is this?
You don't know. I haven't spent enough
TikTok
time on TikTok.
Wait, you're
sad
not on
for
Good
you
Soup TikTok?
That probably means she's working. That's good.
Wait, okay, I got one. I'm like, what the hell? Okay,
okay,
ready?
I got to do a little feel ski on her. This is definitely...
That sounded really bad.
Feel this
I'm
up
sorry.
She
apologize to the chip.
This is a lay. This is a fucking lay. Okay.
This is a fucking lay. All right, ready? Begin. Oh my God, part of it just did not get in my mouth. I suck.
That
okay,
is
I gotta look.
Okay.
I gotta look at the chip.
That is some type of
lime. Like lemonade.
Lime. Like maybe chili lime and lay. But I've had those before
it's
and they're
chili
a little hotter.
It's like just
is Lyman correct?
Yeah, I'm guessing.
Or is it limon?
Is it limon? Lyman? 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 No idea. Okay, limon, like actually like that.
That's pretty good. Flavor. I'll give that a 4 out of 5. And I'm going to guess it is a lay lime. I don't think it's chili lime. I think it's some type of citrus lime.
Mm-hmm. Watching Kendall with her
mask. Okay. Yeah, I took mine off. Fucking mask off. Here we go. We're so serious. We're like, this is definitely, I'm going to say it's limon. Is it lyman?
Chili limon.
Not chili, though. Just
I think it's just lime.
And it's Lay's.
What is it?
Yes, you're right.
Lime Lay's?
It's limon Lay's.
Lime Lay's. Limon. Okay.
Oh, it's lime.
Ooh, is that like lime that. In Spanish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, limon. Wow, so limon. Embarrassing.
Limon is lime.
Limon.
No, no, it's not. No, it's not. Lima is lime. Limon is lemon. So this is wrong.
Oh wow.
That the bag is wrong? Yeah. And it's funny because I do this a lot too. Like my family does this a lot. Mm-hmm. We call all citrus limones.
Oh, interesting.
Whether it be a lemon or a lime, because limes are called limas. L-I-M-A.
Oh, so Lay's is just so fucking up. We need to write them a letter.
Dumb as hell.
Well, but maybe they just thought people wouldn't understand, so they're like, we gotta make this
white.
It's Lay's after all. Like,
but yeah, literally just realized that right now as I was saying it.
That's really interesting. Funny.
Okay, fucking mask on. Here we go.
Mask back on, bitch. Let's go.
Arriba.
Oh my god.
Actually, Janelle's so good at that. She used to do it at baseball games.
Oh yeah. Ooh, I love it.
Reminds me of back in the day. We used to go to Rockies games and Janelle would just scream it. It was funny.
It was funny. Yeah. People are like, ha, so funny.
Okay.
Wow. She would roll her tongue obnoxiously at a Rockies game. Hilarious.
Oh, this one is a nice, like,
this is
you
like
know,
a, this is this giving is me a Dorito. This is a Dorito.
I think it's a Dorito.
Cheers.
Okay, where are you?
Oh, that's
I'm cheersing
my
you.
Okay, cheers. I don't know where you're
going. Okay, whatever. Anyway, this is good. I gotta lick Doritos first.
Oh, that's good.
Ooh.
Round two.
What flavor is that?
This is good. Oh my god.
I'm really liking that.
This is like,
I don't know what the fuck it is.
I have no idea. Hold on, I gotta really concentrate. Can I look at it? I gotta look.
Can we take off our
It just looks like a fucking Dorito. Yeah.
Okay.
Here's what do they look like? Just a Dorito.
Why are we having blindfolds if we're just allowed to look at them?
Because we don't know the names.
What are my flavor notes am I getting?
Is there some mix between cheddar and cold ranch?
I feel like
I'm getting both mixed together.
You got to see if there's any green seasonings. If it's ranch, there'll be some green
dots.
Okay,
now we're just cheating. But it's giving me ranch vibes.
Okay, I am going to say it's like sweet chili something.
Oh, smart.
Mm-hmm. Doritos, sweet chili. I give them a 4 out of 5.
I don't have to agree with that. Sweet chili because it tastes like the ramen chili. Kind
yeah, of. Right. That's what I was getting, ramen vibes.
Yep, ramen vibes.
I live for the ramen
this
chili.
This is a 4 out of 5 chili, ramen. Chili Dorito.
What do you think?
You're right.
It's the purple.
Yes! It's the purple.
Which one is that?
This spicy sweet chili. So you guys are right.
Yeah, it's right. Good.
Yeah, I've never tried that. I have to break out of my ranch. Apparently, that's
pretty
good.
Have you had the spicy nacho?
I haven't had anything other than the ranch and then the red
cheddar. Just
the cheddar. Yeah, sorry,
nacho
the red and the blue.
Okay.
Wait, isn't it nacho cheese? Not cheddar.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I don't. Oh,
yeah. I definitely give those a 4 out of 5.
Respect. You're right. Fuck. Okay.
Okay.
Anyways,
I'm going back under.
Back to the okay. Now my mask is getting chippy. Oh well. All right. Ready for the next. On to the next one. Oh, this is gonna be good. I'm gonna grab a lot of these. I can already tell I'm gonna like this. I love Lay's because they're just so like thin. Oh wait, these are not Lay's.
This is,
oh no. Okay, this is another Dorito. This is another triangle.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, ready? Cheers. And okay. Oh, I was like in my mouth. Okay, here we go. Whoa. Ugh. That is disgusting.
I think it's kind of good.
That is disgusting. Why do I keep getting big? And it's spicy. And why do I keep getting big mouthfuls full of gross ones? I mean, big handfuls.
I know what this is. Guess. Okay, you guess your guess first, because then you're just going to take my answer.
Ass.
It tastes
put in your results.
Bad.
Oh, it's so spicy. I think I know what it is, though.
Is it like Chipotle? I'm going to guess something Chipotle. Chipotle, and that's a 1 out of 5.
Okay. I don't think it's Chipotle, because Chipotle is more...
Sorry, I just looked at it, but oh well. I already got
okay, I'm going to say it's like a definitely a salsa, something like a salsa verde Dorito.
Disgusting.
And I give it a 3 out of 5.
Really? Wow.
It's not that bad. I just would not snack on these. They're so hot, but it's not like disgusting.
The first bite is like okay. Nasty. Okay, what is it?
Fire chips.
Taco Bell.
Oh, those are the Taco Bell.
Yeah, they smell like the fire sauce.
Okay, yeah. So those ones are from
Five Below.
Five Below. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they're kind of, yeah, limited a dish. So they have the hot and then they have the mild.
I don't know if interesting. Mild. See, I never eat the hot sauce from Taco Bell. I just get the mild.
Okay, so that was not a Dorito. Or is it Dorito brand? What is it?
It looks like a fucking
Dorito. It's just
Dorito.
Literally Taco Bell brand?
It's Taco Bell brand.
Damn, okay. That's lit.
It's really, like they're kind of good though.
Yeah, and it really does taste like their hottest sauce. So I'm more of a mild fan. What do you get, mild or hot at the...
Oh, mild.
Yeah.
All day, every day,
mild. I could drink the mild, you know?
Oh, the mild sauce is phenomenal.
Love it.
Oh,
love
now
it.
I kind of want that.
How many, how many packets do you use per item?
Like two.
1 to 2.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Oh, I use like 1 packet per bite.
Really?
Ooh, oh, Carly, you're amazing.
I love
it. Hard.
No, I literally asked for like 2 handfuls of mild because I will eat them.
Yep. The mild sauce is fucking good.
Okay, back under.
Oh, yeah, my mask. Oh, this is a really chippy mask now. All right.
I think I got mine upside down, but it doesn't matter. I still can't see.
Here we go.
My hands are all seasoned.
I know. They're very seasoned. Oh, hell yeah. Back to the ruffles.
Back to the ruffles.
Ew, there's a ruffle.
All right. Ready? Oh. Cheers and bon appetit. Mmm. These are fucking good.
These are cheddar, sour cream, and onion ruffles.
No.
No?
That's what I live off of. They taste a little bit different.
Really?
Oh, God. Thank God this is your mic and not Josh's, or he'd be pissed because I'm sure there's cheese on it. Oh, no, it is for Lights Out. Fuck. Okay.
It's fine.
I'm going to have to clean it. Okay, this is delicious.
Mmm.
I think this has got to be like, see, it tastes like cheddar and sour cream, but then it's not. It's different. It's got more like
that's what
potent taste. Mm-hmm, like a little tart.
A little tart.
What is this crap? It's fucking good.
Okay. Do you want me to guess first?
Yeah,
okay. I will guess definitely a ruffle. I'm going to go with queso, like hot cheese.
Hot cheese.
That's cheddar and spiciness.
I'm going to go with like a... Oh, God.
And I'm also going to rank that a 2 out of 5.
This is good, though.
I just hate the texture of ruffles. They're so ruffly. You know
they're
what
so
I mean?
Good. Like all right. I'm going to guess it's like sour cream and cheddar, but cheddar and sour cream, but a little bit spicy. Yeah. Is it that only spicy? Cheddar and sour cream spicy. And I give it a 4 out of 5.
That's like exactly what we're saying. We said the same thing pretty much.
All right. Continue.
This one is the queso one.
It is queso.
Yeah, you're right.
Wow, that was a good guess. Yeah.
These are like the Mexican ones too.
Damn. I can't believe I guessed queso.
Holy shit. Those are good.
Good for you.
Damn. Okay.
Not my favorite.
Not my favorite either. They are very similar to like just the sour cream. They just have like a tiny kick and a cheddary vibe. Kick.
They're like flavor blasted almost.
I was going to guess it, but I was like, that's dumb. It's obviously not.
Yeah.
Okay. No, it's really good.
All right. Bring us the next chip.
Dude, taste your fingers. It tastes like a lot
Oh, I've already tasted them many times.
They're good.
And I think really to get the true flavor, I recommend doing a quick lick-ski, even though you used to judge my chip licking. Chip licking is a big part of my life. And that's how I eat all chips.
Can I get that on a shirt? Chip licking is a big part of my life.
There was a TikTok the other day about this girl licking chips and throwing them off her balcony. And that is me. I do that all the time. I still do that. Sometimes I'll lick Doritos and I'll just like, I don't want the rest of it. Wait, so I just put them on a plate.
When you were a kid, you used to lick the Cool Ranch off and put them back in the bag. And
there's no way it did that.
Swear to God.
Come on.
Swear to God.
Swear to God. I remember,
you saw wrong. I remember. I felt it. It was soggy. And you're like, yeah, that one has no seasoning. And I was like, yeah, it's time to throw it out.
Anyways.
So I would have totally done
in
that.
The bag. Yeah, swear to God. Or maybe back in the bowl. I just remember picking up a wet soggy
A lot
chip.
Of things I would put in Grammy and Granny's piano. So maybe they're in there.
Oh my God. So savage. God bless Grammy and Granny's piano.
Well, that's what happens. Dude, when you have a very hyperactive child.
Oh, yeah. Gum wrappers in there.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Because of me. Yeah. I told you to.
Yeah. I did everything because of you.
Yep. I've always been the ringleader. It's okay.
It's okay.
I really wear it with pride.
This is a Dorito, I feel like. Okay. Licky, licky.
Licky, licky.
Mmm. Mmm. I do not like
oh,
that.
Oh, my gosh. This is like giving me seven-layer dip vibes.
Major. Yes. But I don't think I really like it.
Mmm. I kind
of. It's kind of smoky. It's giving me a lot of paprika, which sometimes freaks
me out.
I've
only licked. I need to bite.
Yeah, I've only. Same. Oh my God. What are we doing with our lives? Okay.
Podcast where we just lick chips. Wow.
Chip and you're the one listening out
yeah,
there.
Suckers.
Who's the weird one here?
Okay. That's pretty good.
I don't like it, but I would say seven layer dip. That's my guess. And it's a 2 out of 5.
I'm going to say, yeah, seven layer dip, Doritos or something. I think I don't know if they're Doritos. They're like not quite as like thick as a Dorito. It's just like, maybe it's just like a tortilla chip of some type.
It's yucky. I don't okay. like it.
And yeah, I give it a 4 out of 5. I think it's pretty good.
No. All right. What is it?
Oh,
shut the fuck up.
It's the Miles.
The mild Taco version.
Taco Bell ones.
Duh.
And we just like, talked about this.
If you think about it, it does kind of taste like mild sauce.
It does, but it not does. In a good way.
I don't not know.
Not in
yeah,
a great
not in a good way.
It's disappointing. It's not as good.
Rather, kind of, you know what it's throwing me off is that it's dry. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. obviously, it's a chip, but like the taste of it, it's not mm-hmm. saucy.
Honestly, at this
point. Well, yeah.
I'd rather
saucy
just, like,
chips.
I think I'd rather just like eat a packaged mild sauce and like yeah, eat these chips,
I agree.
To be honest.
They're not good. They're not good.
They're not that good.
Mm-mm.
Well, they're Taco Bell's brand. How long have they been in the chip business? Not
right.
Long.
They don't okay? know what the fuck. Get back to fucking making cheesy gordita crunches. The thing right. you know what to do best. So now we do the fucking grand finale. Oh,
grand finale.
Shit, people.
We have to keep
okay.
our eyes open for this and wait, know yeah. what the fuck. Okay, so I went to Five Below last night and Josh saw these and he was like, you guys need to do this. This is very famous, right? What is this called? Pocky Haunted. This is the Ghost Pepper.
Ghost
is
Pepper.
Is that the chip challenge one? Yeah, I think so.
Is
this
it?
Is the freaking hot. Has
freaking hot.
That's what it says. Freaking
it says
hot.
It on the back.
Super
shit.
Hot. It's the hottest rated chip that they have.
Let me see. Wait, I just want to. 100% real ingredients. So is there Ghost Pepper in this bitch?
I think so. No, it's spicy. Scared.
Watch your eyes.
Yeah, this is going to be a real spicy experience.
Are you
experience.
Going to lick it?
I don't know.
We gotta do a lick. Lick little
yeah,
lick
do speed. A little lick.
Don't mean to get yours out.
Yeah. Okay. Get me my chip.
I love all the chips on the table.
Okay, cheers.
Here we go.
Oh, you didn't do a lick.
Oh.
Did we get a dud?
Oh no. Janelle, oh no. Janelle, oh no.
Oh my God, it's going out my nose.
Oh no.
Wait, my mouth is watering.
This was such a dumb idea.
Is it really spicy?
Dude,
oh,
that's
no.
fucking hot.
Whoa!
How do you
know?
Oh, no.
No.
How spicy?
Spicy enough really to spicy? Make oh, my God. Mouth have a lot of saliva.
How can oh, we no. talk?
Holy shit. Oh, my God. It's getting like really
We only
bad.
Had a tiny bite.
It's getting way worse.
Damn. Just really fucked us.
Are you guys sweating?
Oh, my gosh.
No, but my mouth is on
my
fire.
My eyes are watering.
Yeah, Kendall's having a rough time over here. It's like going up inside my nose. I really hate this. This is by far. Holy shit. This is way worse than any of the.
We should have brought milk.
The hot sauces we try. This is like 1,000 times worse.
We need oat milk like right now.
I
kind
of want to try it.
Try it. You too, try it.
We need a recovery time. Let's do something else.
Entertain the people.
Wow, it hurts.
The air, oh my God, I can't breathe.
It just keeps coming back.
I feel like it's making you too delusional.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely making me delusional.
Where am I? Hello?
You have a tear coming down your face.
Oh no, that's just your eyelash.
I have a tear?
So hot!
Feel?
Yes.
All right, ready, Sydney?
I have so much saliva in my mouth.
Oh, so much saliva. And it won't stop every time I drink.
Your eyes look so glossy.
Yeah, I'm not feeling great.
Are you guys going to do it? Did Sydney already do
Sydney
it?
Oh, Sydney already did it?
Sydney,
she's
wait.
So brave. She did it off camera.
Dude, that's so hot. can't even breathe in. It like makes it worse.
It makes it worse.
Like you're breathing in like the pepper. Holy shit.
Those are hot. Really hot. Way hotter than I thought. For
so much saliva in my mouth. Oh my God.
Oh. Hot.
Oh, that like.
Yeah.
It's fucking painful. That like creeps in your throat.
Yeah.
Oh no.
At first I thought it was nothing. I was like I didn't think I got a good one, but then.
Oh man.
Oh my God.
Oh, my drink's gone. I'm fucked.
I forgot a water.
Well,
let's give one to the dogs. That's a joke.
Okay, I think we might have to
give one to the dogs.
I think we might have to wrap the show because I can't do much talking and I need to go inside and like do something about like, this.
Wash my tongue.
Dude, I need this milk. Is hot.
Yeah, it's really hot. Like my holy lip, shit. Everything is on fire.
And you know what's sad is I don't even think this is like the hot, because I know that you can buy one online that's like a single chip.
Oh, 7-Eleven has it.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, do they?
They had one that was like
just a single chip.
It was a single chip. It said like the one chip challenge and it was like, a bright
dude, I've seen it before. We can't do the one chip challenge. We couldn't even do this.
No,
this
imagine
how bad that is.
This is so hot. Yeah. We are not being dramatic.
No, it's like, it's literally
it's
like
burning
like,
my
burning teeth the inside.
My gums like, are burning.
Your teeth are
like
burning.
Like my gums.
Oh.
Like where my teeth and my gums meet is like burning. It's like I need to go brush my teeth. I hate it.
My tongue is really fucked. I kept it on one side of my mouth, so only half my tongue is burned.
Disgusting. I hate it so much. Okay, Sydney, do you have the final rankings? Do you know which one
What did we rank the highest?
So out of all the chips, these are the ones you guys rated the best.
The best rating?
Yeah,
sweet chili
rating.
Doritos.
Dude, those are fucking good.
These are actually really good.
They are.
Do taste like the ramen that you were saying.
Yeah, they are good.
Mm-hmm. Delicious.
I actually really liked that one, yeah.
Yep.
Great. I don't know. Still hate Ruffles. Still not that into Lay's.
So Doritos.
If there's any other flavors you guys think we should try, I mean, feel free to let us know, or you can go above and beyond and just send them to our PO box because I have it. I'll link it below.
It's always linked below.
Because we tried to find some that we were looking for specifically today, and we couldn't find them. Sorry, my brain really like is not functioning.
Oh, that chip took it out of
my vision's blurry.
Holy shit! Yeah, I'm going down fast.
But there's also chips in other parts of the world that, like, obviously we can't get here. Dude, maybe we should do, like, whole, like, snack tasting from different parts of the world.
Yes, we should.
Like, international snack taste.
Yeah. That'd be so fun. You guys could send into the PO box. Let us know if that's something you'd be interested in.
For sure.
We can set that up in the future.
It'd be fun.
Wow, my mouth's on fire. Yeah. But that was real fun time.
Shit. Great time. 10 out of 10 would recommend.
You're going to need your tushy tonight, girl.
Oh, yeah, girl. I better get on the pot right now.
Yes. That's how we end this show.
Dear God. And that's it. Bye.
Welcome to the biggest shit show on the internet. We hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
Our brains don't work. Subscribe, like, hit the bell.
Yeah, do all the things.
Download the show.
We love you. And
we love you so much, and we will see you on the next episode.
But until then, keep it fresh.